Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great tonight, Dave. How you doing?
Doing great. We've got another episode to talk about some more stakes races. We'll find some big plays here, and wanted to make sure everybody was aware of how you can get a hold of us. So go to our website. That's offthechartshorseracing.com, and all of our links for social media and connecting are all at the top, including we're now on the Google Play Music through it. So Android users, you can go out there and get to us really quickly and easily. For Twitter, follow us on Off the Charts HR, and you'll be able to also get us through any of the fine podcatchers out there using our RSS feed, as well as we're listed in iTunes, and come out and see us. So today's agenda, we're going to review last week and talk about some disappointments last week, but that's horse racing. And you've got three races this time that you're going to go through as far as the races go. We've got one at Keeneland and two at Belmont. And then, of course, as I'm always looking forward to every week, is the Horse Nuggets learning segment. You're going to talk about the Tomlinson ratings, and I'm interested to hear about that, because I was not aware of that until we started talking and doing this. So we have that. So why don't you kick it off and kind of review what happened last week?
Okay, Dave, thanks a lot. And, you know, I should mention that as far as our Twitter feed is concerned, especially as the weather is starting to change now, we're moving into fall and soon moving into winter, and yep. You get a lot of changing track conditions and weather changes. That's where I'm going to put updates on Saturdays as I'm watching these races and seeing what the conditions are. If there's ever any changes, or if I'm ever going to change a selection because of a condition, the vehicle that I'm going to use to do that is Twitter. So it would pay to follow us on Twitter.
For sure.
And the other thing is, as the races are going on the particular track where I've played stakes races, I occasionally, as you know, come up with some horses to play and bet in the undercard on some of these Saturday stakes days. So it doesn't hurt to follow us on Twitter, Dave.
No, it does not. And I will continue to say, follow us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR.
Correct. So let's make a quick review here of last week, Dave. As I did my, postpartum on last Saturday, I really was okay with the way that I handicapped. In fact, I was pretty pleased with the way that I handicapped the races. I obviously was not happy with the results as far as wins and cashing tickets, but I do know that using my concepts and principles, that I'm able to come up with horses that can compete. We had a couple horses that had multi-length leads in the stretch and lost. Leighton Revenge was up five lengths in the middle of the stretch at 14-1. I don't know where Ricardo Santana thought he was going in that 5.5 furlong turf race, but it almost looked like the horse was being ridden by Carlos Santana. So I just you and I were together watching it. I was just shaking my head. And then we had Hawksmoor as a top pick and with Julian Le Perroux, and that horse had a 3-length lead in the middle of the stretch and wound up running second and paying a good place and show price. I think Hawksmoor was 5-1. So two of the five races, we had leads in the middle of the stretch and couldn't hang on with horses that were far from being the favorites. And then the heartbreaker and in more ways than one was Ten City, who made one of our top picks, made a great move on the turn, had the lead turning for home. No doubt in my mind, Ten City was going to be a winner at 5-1, and the horse broke down, and sadly they had to put the horse down. So that was really sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah, and then we also did have one second pick winner out of the five races. So again, Dave, no top pick winners in the five races, but you know, I'm only disappointed in the fact that we weren't able to cash a nice ticket, but I'm not disappointed in the way that I evaluated the races. And sometimes it's just the way that it goes in horse racing. And, you know, you get lucky sometimes, and sometimes you run into some tough luck. And that was a tough luck day on Saturday. But overall, we've handicapped 37 stakes races, Dave. I've picked 10 top pick winners. We still are running at a positive ROI. I think I texted you on Saturday night to let you know that we're still running in the black in terms of how we're picking races and making people profitable. Granted, the ROI is just a sliver above break even, but we're still at a positive ROI even off that tough day. And out of the 37 stakes races that I've handicapped, Dave, we've also had 21 top two pick winners. So betting and playing our top two picks in every race has still turned out to be a good winning angle for the horse players.
Absolutely. All right. So let's go into the horse nuggets segment. And another learning tool that's out there is being able to do the Tomlinson ratings. And we want to have you talk a little bit about the Tomlinson ratings and what that's all about.
Sure. So the Tomlinson ratings, Dave, and you know, there's a lot of math involved in how obviously they were created by a guy by the last name of Tomlinson. It's really a pedigree rating. So it takes the sire and the dam sire. So takes, you know, both the male sides of the breeding, and based on performance of the offspring of the sire and the dam sire, comes up with ratings on how horses might run given a particular surface or a particular distance. For handicapping purposes, this is the stuff that you need to know. Now, first of all, the Tomlinson ratings are found up in the upper right-hand corner of the Daily Racing Form Past Performances, and where it says, you know, when you look at a particular horse and it says D.FST, and then it says wet, and then it says SYNTH for synthetic, and then turf, and then distance, right? DST with whatever the sign is for whatever the race is today on whatever surface they're running on. Those numbers in parentheses are the Tomlinson ratings. For handicapping purposes, it's just good to know that anything over a 300 rating at that in that particular condition, whether it be a wet surface, turf, a fast dirt track, whatever it might be, anything over 300 is a good rating. Anything over 400 is an excellent rating. So for our purposes of handicapping, I've mentioned the Tomlinsons a few times as we've been handicapping these races, Dave, and that's the gauge that I use. The gauge that I use is 300 is a good rating, 400 is an excellent rating, and then obviously anything under 300, I have to really start to consider whether the horse fits whatever the condition is of that particular day's races. This is how I use the Tomlinson. Obviously, the Tomlinson ratings are great for a horse trying something for the first time, right? So if a horse is on a sloppy track for the first time, those Tomlinson ratings are great to look at. If a horse is on the turf for the first time, that's another great thing to look at. Well, what's his Tomlinson rating? And then also you can see when you look at the Tomlinson ratings, you can take a look at how the horse has actually performed, you know, on the turf or on a wet track before. But if they've never done it before, you see zeros across. So that gives you the opportunity then to try to decipher whether the breeding will impact how well this horse will run given the conditions. So I like to use them for horses trying something for the first time. I like to use them for horses that are stretching out. So horses going from a sprint to a route, I like to see what their route Tomlinson rating is for the race today, which would be at a route. And if they've sprinted the last time or if they've only been sprinting, that will give me a good indication whether at least from a pedigree standpoint, whether they can be successful stretching out. Another way that I use the Tomlinson figures is if a horse has been racing on a surface that is say a horse has been racing nothing but dirt races, I always like to go back and look. Maybe they've got one or two turf races in their past performances. Well, when they go back to a preferred Tomlinson figure, where it's a strong Tomlinson figure, after they've been racing on something different than that, I like to take a look, and you can get some nice price horses by going back to a better Tomlinson fit. I like to look also at horses, expensive horses who might have failed in one or two starts on a given surface. But if they've got a strong Tomlinson in that area, even though they may not have performed the first or second time out, I will give them still a little bit more credit, knowing that they were bred to run at whatever distance it is or whatever surface it is. So, and then the last thing to mention is they're very beneficial for sloppy or mud tracks, especially when the horse hasn't had a race on that kind of surface before. I found that the Tomlinson ratings give you a really strong indicator about those horses that are mudders and the horses that race well in the slop. So, you know, there's a lot of information that you can get on the internet, Dave, for people who want to go deeper as to how these ratings are created. But I'm just letting the handicappers and the listeners and the people that are picking horses that are listening to this podcast, that's how I use the Tomlinson ratings. And I, you know, I want to make sure everybody understands where they're located and what they mean.
Yeah. It seems like a simple process. I, you know, so basically I've got out of it was, anything over 400, you really want to look close at, because especially in, you know, some of the races are turf races. If it's a 400 rating on turf, then that might be a better choice, right?
Exactly. And even more importantly, if you have that 400 rating and the horse has never been on the turf before, okay, right? So for me, once they start producing, you know, wins and seconds and thirds and maybe out of the monies at a given on a surface or a distance, then you have to start taking – then I start to take the breeding out of the equation, and so I don't consider the Tomlinsons as much. Mm-hmm. But when they're lightly raced – on a surface or a distance, or they've never done it before, I like to use those as a good gauge as to, and a lot of times it's the thing that helps make the final decision in between two horses that that I'm trying to make a top pick on. And as we go through the card today, Dave, I'll kind of mention where I've used the Tomlinson in making some of these selections today.
Great. All right, so let's move on, and we got three races this week. You handicapped, and we're going to start at Keeneland, and this is the ninth race, which is a mile and an eighth. Is that?
It's correct.
The Queen Elizabeth II Challenge Cup, $500,000, and let's get your picks.
Yep, Grade One on the turf. Editorial comment here, Dave. If Keeneland is ever looking for someone to set the morning line, I'm open for the job. because my top selection in the ninth race at Keeneland is the one horse, Conti Partiro.
Oh my gosh.
Wesley Ward's the trainer, Mike Smith's the jockey, and this horse has got a morning line of 30-1. And I'm sorry, Dave, I just don't see this horse being even in the neighborhood. If we get 30-1, I'm going to go cash a big check and make a really nice play on this horse, because this horse is worth every penny of 30-1. Mike's – so I did a little bit more research, Dave, and I found that – first of all, what is Mike Smith doing at Keeneland?
Yeah, I asked the exact same question.
On Saturday, right? I mean, you've got to figure there's some other stakes races for him to ride in all over the country, and he would have his choice of places to go. So I went back through the Keeneland card. He's on three horses at Keeneland on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Guess who the trainer is that he's on all three of those horses with?
Wesley Ward.
So to me, this is Wesley Ward with a phone call to Mike Smith saying, Mike, why don't you come ride for me at Keeneland on Saturday? I've got three live horses to put you on. And oh, by the way, Dave, the other two horses are not in any graded stakes. This is the only graded stakes race. Actually, it's the only stakes race on the card at Keeneland on Saturday. So And then I did a little bit more research. Mike Smith is a 35% rider for Wesley Ward, and he's 27% on the turf.
Yeah, there's no this, way.
This thing is off a short layoff. He has a subpar 12-second last eighth of a mile the last time out at Delmar. Ran it in 11.40 the last eighth of a mile. You can see through this horse's past performances that this horse is raced on the turf six times, has won twice, has finished second the other time. His buyer speed rating is an 89, which puts him right in the neighborhood of some of the top contenders in this race. And another thing, these horses are 3-year-olds. And so you know that there's a chance, you know, when they're 3 years old, and you know from listening to these podcasts, Dave, since the beginning, you know that these horses many times show big improvement. So I cannot pass this horse up at 30-1, Dave, and I have made the one horse, Conti Partiro, my top selection in the QE2 at Keeneland on Saturday.
And I'd be shocked if it stays. I would bet it's going to go down.
Like I said, Dave, I'd love to take the job of the guy making the morning line because I don't know how you come up with that morning line. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the horse just runs out and he's not there. But, I mean, I don't think Mike Smith is here for the fun of it.
No, he sure isn't.
So my second selection in this ninth race at Keeneland, Dave, is the 6 horse. The 6 horse is like La Coronel. La Coronel is trained by Mark Cassie, who is, you know, lights out right now at Keeneland. Jose Lascano, who I've mentioned many times on this podcast, one of my favorite turf jockeys. La Coronel is has raced twice at Keeneland, has won twice at Keeneland, has produced an 88 buyer speed figure at Keeneland on the turf. Third off the layoff. Notice though in the past performances here, Dave, that Lascano got this horse on the lead last time, and this does not look like this horse's favorite running style. Florent Giroux had been riding this horse, you know, it looks like a bunch of times in a row here, and looks like he was either sitting just off the pace most of the time with this filly, or coming from way back, and it looked like Lascano kind of changed this horse's running style a little bit the last time. I imagine that Jose will ride this horse a little bit close to the front end on Saturday. And this horse got very close to being my top selection. When I just skimmed over the past performances yesterday, this horse I had identified and thought I was going to make my top pick until I started really looking closely at that one horse. And I couldn't back away from it. And the more research I did, the more I just had to stay with the one. But this La Coronel is a nice horse. Mm-hmm. And so I've made this 6 horse my second selection in this ninth race at Keeneland.
Okay.
Our third and final selection in this ninth race at Keeneland, Dave, is the 10 horse. The 10 horse is a horse called Uni. Chad Brown, Irad Ortiz, they're 24% when they get together. This is a winning combination, certainly a winning combination on the New York circuit. This horse is 9-2 in the morning line, but I did a little research. I found out that Chad Brown in graded stakes and on the turf at Keeneland is only a 16% trainer, which is almost 10 percentage points less than how Chad, you know, runs his horses, from a normal consistency standpoint. So that shied me off a little bit. I did note that this horse, both the last two times out, won a winning effort and one running second, was 6 wide in the upper back stretch. So this horse was wide both times, has been favored the last two times, and as I said, won one of the two races. Has, you know, two really nice subpar 12-second eighth of a miles in the last two starts. Has been on the turf 5 times, won twice, finished second once, finished third the other time. Pretty hard to throw Chad Brown out of any stakes race on the turf. And so, I decided to make this 10 horse our third and final selection at Keeneland. So, Dave, in this ninth race, the QE2, my selections are the 1, the 6, and the 10.
Okay. So we're going to move out east and leave Kentucky and go out to Belmont Park in New York. And it looks like the card's got about 10 races running on Saturday, which seems about a standard card that's out there. A lot of good races out there. And you've got two that you've chosen as far as graded stakes races, the 8th and 9th. And you're going to go through those right now and give us some insights of what's up. So I guess we will start with the 8th race, which is the 6 furlongs. It's graded 3, the Futurity. And $150,000 is the purse for two-year-olds.
Correct. And just as a correction, Dave, and the actually the 9th race isn't a graded stake, even though the purse is more money. There's not a whole lot of graded stakes on Saturday, Dave. The other grade one was up at Woodbine, and I didn't really feel like attacking that one since I'm pretty familiar with horses, trainers, jockeys, and in the New York circuit as well as the Kentucky circuit. So I decided to stick here. But yeah, Dave, this is a grade three. It's 6 furlongs. It's 2 year old, so it's young horses. There is a filly in this race, and actually, Dave, my top selection in the race is the 2-horse Happy Like a Fool, who is a 2-year-old filly. So a filly racing against the colts, I normally don't like to do that, but there are a number of things here that I do like. This horse is trained by Wesley Ward. Tyler Gaffleone is riding this horse. So Wesley's got horses running both at Keeneland and at Belmont. I did note a couple things here. First of all, this horse is getting blinkers off for the first time. So I like equipment changes when horses are young, especially when they've been doing something, a few races in a row. So it seems to me like Ward has decided that maybe this horse is not being as competitive as she normally would be with the blinkers on. Blinkers on get horses focused, but it also blinkers on don't let horses see the other horses around them, so they don't compete sometimes as hard. I mean, you get a nice bump when they put blinkers on in terms of improved speed, but you also get a nice bump on blinkers off because a lot of times the horses get more competitive when they can see their competition. Obviously, you can see that this horse has the last two starts were on the turf. They were both over in England, but this horse did break her maiden on the dirt at Keeneland last year and just ran off. Broke out of the 9 post out of a 12 horse field, went off at 9-5 and ran off with an apprentice jockey. Wesley Ward is 30% with his horses going turf to dirt. And so I like Wesley Ward in these situations. Wesley's an 18% trainer here at Belmont, and I have made the 2-horse Happy Like a Fool at 5-2 our top selection.
Now, can that make a difference? It's only a 6-horse field this time because she came out of a much bigger field before.
Yeah, well, obviously, the downside of a big field is that you can easily get in traffic trouble. And when these horses are young, Dave, I think you've seen them when they break out of the gate, they can zigzag and they run all over the racetrack. So there's a lot of bumping and a lot of things that the stewards let go when these horses are young. So yes, and I would anticipate this will be a cleaner start and cleaner trip for all the horses in the race. But yes, it does make the size of the fields definitely make a difference, and this is a very short field. But I think we're getting a top trainer, Tyler Gaffleone. Yep. he's a Florida jockey, but kind of under the radar. But he certainly knows how to ride a winner, and I think this might be the right horse in the right situation. Okay. Our second selection in the race, Dave, is a horse as the 3-horse. The 3-horse is Barry Lee. Barry Lee is 5-1 in the morning line. Excuse me. Is trained by Horacio DePaz, ridden by Joel Rosario. A couple things to note here. As much as I like the horses with the blinkers off, this horse is getting blinkers on for the first time. So this So DePaz thinks that this horse needs a little bit more focus, even though this horse has raced three times in his lifetime and won twice. Very expensive buy. This horse cost $380,000. I don't know if you remember, Dave, but I've been mentioning this Sire Violence lately. Mm-hmm. This Sire Violence is producing some really good runners. And so this horse is out of Violence. I do have a note here that this horse did run in a grade two at the Saratoga Special on August 13th. That first race of this horse's lifetime at Laurel did run a sub 12 second last eighth of a mile and 11.65. This horse has been favored in all three of his races, Dave, all three lifetime starts, of which, you know, as I said, won two of them. And so, you know, this horse, I think, is, you know, will be competitive here. Is going from synthetic the last time out at Arlington to dirt. Sometimes that can be beneficial. I do know some handicappers that think that the synthetic surface does leg horses up a little bit. And at 5-1, I thought this was a good horse to put in as our second selection. So our second selection in this eighth race at Belmont Dave is the 3-horse Barry Lee. And our third and final selection in this very short field, as you mentioned, there's only 6 horses in the race, is the 6th horse. The 6th horse is a horse called Engage, Chad Brown, Jose Ortiz this time. This horse, you know, has done not a whole lot wrong in his very short career, has raced twice, has won one of the 2 starts, has finished second the other time, an 81 buyer speed figure. Here's one of the places where I did note, if you look at the DST on the Tomlinson, it's a 417. Oh. So that's at this distance. The pedigree says that this horse is, you know, bred to run at these kinds of sprint distances. And certainly that's proven itself out in this horse's very short career. This horse has a bullet workout at Saratoga on September 17th, so 1 out of 43. That 4 furlongs on the training track there, and 48-4. Bought for $550,000. You know that I've also mentioned this sire, Into Mischief, is another sire that I've been following lately, is producing a lot of good young horses that seem to do really well. But at 2-1 – And I did some research on Chad Brown, and graded stakes on the dirt at Belmont, Chad's only 2 out of 13. Mm. So for me, you know, that doesn't come close to what his normal running rate is for his win percentage. So, you know, I thought we should put this horse in as one of our picks, but I didn't feel compelled to make this 2-1 shot our top selection. So the 6-horse Engage, actually, now, Dave, is our 3rd selection in the 8th race at Belmont.
All right. And then we'll go on to our final race of this week. This is the 9th at Belmont. This is not a graded stakes, as I previously said. It's the 25th running of the Pebbles, $200,000 on 1 mile turf for filly 3-year-olds.
Correct. And my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 3-horse Phase. Phase is 5-2 in the morning line. Chad Brown's the trainer. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. This horse is 2nd off a layoff. Produced an 89 buyer speed figure the last time out at Saratoga. You know from listening to the podcast, and the listeners know from listening to the podcast, I like horses when they have first come to North America. This horse had been racing in France. All the previous starts had been in France up until that race at Saratoga, that optional claiming race at Saratoga. Once they get that first race under their belt in North America, that 2nd race is usually a good one. We get 2nd off a layoff. We not only get 2nd off a layoff, but we get 2nd lifetime start in North America. Chad Brown, 2nd off the layoff on the turf routes and stakes, is a 33% trainer. So he's 5 percentage points better in this scenario. And so this horse just jumped off the page at me, Dave, and this is a really strong play in my opinion. So our top selection in this ninth race at Belmont is the three horse Face.
Okay.
Our second selection in the ninth race at Belmont is the one horse Adorable Miss. Adorable Miss is trained by Todd Pletcher, ridden by Luis Saez, 6-1 in the morning line. This horse is also another one that's second off a layoff. The last race this horse raced was at Belmont on September 8th. It was a sprint. It was a 6-furlong sprint. When you look at this horse's past performances, Dave, especially those, that block of three right there, two of them at Gulfstream and one at Penn, what you notice is that this horse was, you know, has run really well in routes. So mile and a 16th, mile. You know, I made a note to myself here. That last race looked like it was a prep race for this mile stakes race, right? So, you know, what these trainers do is they get, you know, these horses a nice prep race under their belt where they don't give and go all the way and give it, you know, 110%. They get this horse prepped and ready for the stakes race that they're pointing to. I noticed that this horse had been 5 wide in the upper backstretch, and the note in the past performances says good energy. That tells me this horse still had a lot of run left in her, and they were just prepping this horse for this race, this stakes race. So a lot of things to like here. So I've made Adorable Miss the one horse, our second selection in this ninth race. And our third and final selection, Dave, in the ninth race is the 5-horse Zilphide. Zilphide is 20-1 in the morning line. So wanted to give the listeners a price play in these races. I know that we've been picking some horses that are relatively low priced horses, especially in these races here at Belmont, certainly not in the one at Keeneland, but these ones at Belmont. And I thought this would be an interesting horse to put in our selection. So, my big note here is that, is this horse the lone speed? Take a look at this. This horse has been sprinting and been getting the lead in sprints. On the turf, this horse has a Tomlinson, a 377, has raced 9 times on the turf, has won 3 of them, has finished second, another 2 times. And so, you know, we get Junior Alvarado, who I think is a pretty good front end jockey. He's, you know, I talked about the riders and how I categorize them. I think Junior does a nice job when he's on the front. Jane Sabelli is a kind of a under the radar trainer, but Dave, she's 15% in graded stakes. So this will be the horse on the front end, and those that want to bet this horse, we'll certainly have a fun ride. And you know how it is, Dave. You get these horses that are the only speed in the race, and sometimes they get brave and they carry on. And at 20-1, I thought this horse would be a nice play to put in as our third selection in the ninth race at Belmont. So our selections in the ninth race at Belmont are the 3, the 1, and the 5.
All right. We have a short but sweet episode here. You got just a couple races that you just went through, and I think with some great picks. Hopefully you have some big winners this Saturday. Just want to make sure, remind everybody to come out to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. As Steve mentioned, make sure you follow us on Twitter, offthechartshr, and he will have any updates and changes to the races. You know, if the weather conditions change or other picks, he'll be tweeting them, so be sure you follow us on Twitter. And also be sure to subscribe. All of our subscription buttons are up at the top of our website, including iTunes and your favorite podcatcher, as well as the Google Play Store or the Google Play Music Store for your Android users. If you want to email us, if you have any questions, our email address is questions@offthechartsracing.com. Steve, do you have any other closing comments before we close this out?
No, Dave, but, you know, I'm interested if people have questions. Certainly they can question my selections. They can question what I've been looking at. They can, you know, I'm absolutely will respond and reply to any questions that we might get.
Absolutely. Give us some questions here. With that, I thank you for joining us, and good luck and good racing.